Praise the Lord. Good morning. Isaiah chapter 61 has a verse that a lot of people know, but down below I want to get to verse 3, but I'm going to start with verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. I love that. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I know sometimes you can come into a certain day, even on Sundays, and there's a heaviness, there's a weighting down that we sense because of life, because of things that we're having to get involved with or problems in our own life. And I'm here to tell you that when you put on a garment of praise, it tells me that something you have to put on, right? A garment is something you have to put on. It's not something that's just there. You have to focus and put on a garment of praise. And when you put on a garment of praise and start worshiping the Lord in your problems, in your circumstances, in your depression, in your whatever it may be, for the spirit of heaviness, there's a joy that comes into your heart. There's a joy that can't be explained with natural words. And so, Lord, right now, we just thank you, God, that you have given us, Lord, the ability to put on garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness, Lord, that it glorifies you, Lord, that is part of the oil of joy, Lord, for mourning, God. And I pray right now, Lord, that as we worship you this morning, that it would be as if we're putting on garments of praise. Lord, that we're worshiping you in spirit and in truth. And God, as we do, as we draw near to you, Lord, that you would draw near to us, God. And we would experience, Lord, a fresh fire, a fresh presence of God. And Lord, we just receive right now everything that you want to do in our lives. We have agendas, we have plans, we have desires, we have thoughts, Lord, we have programs, God, but we just ask that you would accomplish in us what you desire to do today. That we would see the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filling the temple in our lives. In Jesus' name.
Oh, song could ever sing. Worthy of all praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you, Jesus. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever sing. Show me. could take us out. And we'd be a fresh, fresh fire. If you wanted us right there, take it. We need a fresh, fresh fire. I wanna burn for you, God. We need a fresh, fresh fire. Holy Spirit.
Say might may not seem like it's going along with this theme, but if you just bear with me, I think you'll see how it connects at the end, okay? A year ago, my husband and I traveled down to Tri-Cities, where our grandkids are, and two of them had birthdays that we didn't get to celebrate with them because of mom's job and, you know, being an hour and a half away and all of that. So we went down, and we always take our grandkids on a date. That's what we call it. We're going to pick you up on a date. And this is a birthday date for our grandson, Gabe. Just yesterday, he turned 15. Babe, sorry, I forgot to remind you. Anyway, we were sitting having dinner, and his little sister, Lana, was with him because her birthday is 2 months later, and then me and my husband, and we're sitting just near table four. All of a sudden, Gabriel says, "Papa, Gigi, have you ever heard the voice of God?" And like, it was like, okay, how many know that if you want to have good conversation, Red Robin is not exactly the place you should go for intimate conversation, because it's kind of loud. But we heard very clearly that day the heart of our grandson wanting more of God. Okay? So I want to say a fast rule. If something is speaking into you and saying something about you, if it's God, it will never be negative. It will never be derogatory. It will never be something that is mean. God will never speak that way to you. So if there's a voice going on in your head and anything coming out as negative from, oh, you're terrible, or this or that, that is not from God. God cannot be mean. He just can't. It's not in his nature. It's not in his DNA. So we're sitting here and we're worshiping, and before we ever even started, I get this word worthy in my brain. Well, we sang that in the first song, right? And then God said to me, "Do you hear my voice?" And I'm like, "Yes, Lord." Okay, so I'm gonna take you back one week. It wasn't even a week, it was last Friday. Me and one of my dear friends, we go mall walking because we're that age, right? Over 60. So we mall walk, and there's this young woman, I can't tell how old she is, she's married, but she's there early, early in the morning and stays till really late at night. She's the only breadwinner for her family. And we pass her as she's cleaning windows and vacuuming, and we get all the way to the other end of the mall, and God says, I want you to check on her. I want you to go up to her. I want you to interact with her. And I'm like, okay, God, well, when we go back down the other end of the mall, because one time around it was like half mile, so it'll take a little bit of time. I said, if she's still there, I will. because that's how I have conversations with the Lord. Like, I'm open. And sure enough, she's just now starting to push her cart and pull her vacuum behind her as she's walking to the next set of stuff she has to do. And we went up to her, and this is what I said to her. I said, listen, sweetie, me and my friend here, like, we're totally Jesus lovers, and, you know, I hope that doesn't offend you. But God wants me to share with you that you are loved. He sees you. He cares for you. He understands your pain. You are not alone. All of these positive things speaking it, and she begins to cry because she has felt very alone. She has felt very isolated, and she's felt very not loved. Okay, so now she is hearing via me the voice of God to her, right? Did you know God talks to each one of us? He does. Whether or not we hear it or not is another thing. Pastor Eric is singing, we need fresh, fresh fire. Can you open up that auditory channel with God and begin to hear his voice? I want fresh fire for you. I want you to know how loved you are. I want you to understand that even if you make mistakes, I am not a God that will hold it over your head. If it comes to you, the enemy is the one that's holding it over your head. With that being said, you guys, I want you to understand one thing. You're loved. You're cared for. Jesus has a plan for your life. He is a good, good God. And if there's anything that is said to you that is negative toward that, or that is in competition with you're loved, you're cared for, I have a plan for you. If it's anything that comes at you that's not that, that's not from God. So this time, I don't even know what we're going to be singing or anything, but I want you to take the opportunity to understand you have the choice today to change your life with God forever. How does that look like for you? What does that look like for you? This altar area is open. And I will tell you, I love altar time, but I'm going to tell you, the reason I love it more than anything is because if I sat back there, I would say to myself, okay, I need to make sure and say hi to Miriam. She walked in after, you know, the music started, and I really need to give her a hug. Oh, I get away from the noise of this to the voice of God. There's nothing going on up here unless you bring it and meet Jesus here. Amen.
Thank you. are gone from you. Not one of us has done too much for your love to stop. Your love never stops. Your love never stops. The fountain is open. You pour it out, you pour it out, you pour it out. We receive your love today, even if we don't feel like we're worth it. Of us, 'cause you are worthy. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your love every day. Thank you, though we might have woke up with a bad attitude, you're still good. We might have a bad perspective of life, but you're still good. We might see through a lens that's negative, but you're still good. We might be bombarded with negative thoughts, but you're still good. Our bank account might be little, but you're still good. Our health might not be so good, but you're still good. And we are healed through your stripes, 'cause you're still good. We may have got in a fight with our spouse on the way to church, but you're still good. I did it because we came separate, but you're still good. Oh, Jesus, you're still good. You're so good, so good. Maybe a small church, but you're still good. Thank you.
John, and they had just been threatened and told not to preach in the name of Jesus. In 23, it says, as soon as they were freed, Peter and John returned to the other believers and told them what the leading priests and elders had said. When they heard the report, all the believers lifted their voices together in prayer to God. O sovereign Lord, creator of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, you spoke long ago by the Holy Spirit through our ancestors David, your servant, saying, why were the nations so angry? Why did they waste their time with futile plans? The kings of the earth prepared for battle. The rulers gathered together against the Lord and against his Messiah. In fact, this has happened here in this very city for Herod Antipas, Pontius Pilate, the governor of the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were all united against Jesus, your holy servant, whom you anointed. But everything they did was determined beforehand according to your will. This is the key right here in 29. And now, O Lord, hear their hearts and give us, your servants, great boldness in preaching your word. Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And then verse 31, after this prayer, the meeting place shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they preached the word of God with boldness. Thank you, Lord. Now, these had all been there on the day of Pentecost. They were all filled with the Spirit, but the Holy Spirit filled them again that day because they needed an extra dose. They needed an extra oomph in their step because the pressures in their life at that time were mounting. And today, what we experienced, maybe it wasn't a physical shaking, but I feel like the Lord just said, hey, come, just come aside with me for a little while and spend some time from the hustle and the bustle of life, and I'll shake in your life. I'll fill you afresh with me. All we need is that one look from you, Lord. As we're drawing near to you, Lord, your word says you will draw near to us. Give us that one look, Lord, today that changes us. Your loving eyes, your loving heart directed towards us so we don't have to remain the same. We realize how holy you are, how glorious you are. As John did in the first chapter of Revelation, fell at your feet like a dead man because of how holy and how glorious you are. Let that love permeate our hearts today, Lord. Let that love permeate our hearts today, Lord. Can we do that one look?
Captured by your face, eyes of fire.
eyes of fire and hair like wool, undone by your embrace. There's no one like you, and none beside you. Holy, holy, holy.
sing Holy, Holy one more time. Holy, 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 all the angels cry out. Just one look at Jesus in a face down in the ground. Holy, 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 we join with heaven now. Just one look at Jesus in a face down in the ground. Face down in the ground.
Joined with heaven a little bit today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for drawing us aside today. Thank you, Lord, for not rushing us and us not rushing into something just to get it done. Because of that, Lord, I believe we've all experienced a deeper level of your love and a deeper touch. Pray, Lord, that this would continue in our lives. Lord, it wouldn't just be for today, but Lord, it would be something that we'd be experiencing, Lord, on a regular basis in our homes, at workplace. Help us be sensitive, Lord, to your knocking on our door and your drawing us away. We want to be those ones that are filled afresh with the Spirit of God on a regular basis. We bless the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord. And we do declare you're holy. You are holy. You are holy. There's none like you, Lord. Not one beside you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for your love poured out today. Amen. Amen. Did you want to do something or you want me to do it? Yeah. Just, it is Father's Day. I could do it, but it's kind of self-serving.
Would you like to share with me in the humor of my husband. Here we go. This is just a packet of chocolate, little mini chocolate bars. Each daddy can come up here and grab one for yourself. But this is the scripture that my husband put on each little sweet. A person who is full refuses honey, but even bitter food tastes sweet to the hungry. Stay hungry for the Lord, man of God. That's a great scripture, isn't it? Proverbs 27:7 in the NLT. That's so up here is some goodies that we got, and we just hope that you come and just avail yourself of that, because there's quite a few of you. What? You can probably take two, yeah. So I'm going to ask each father if they would stand, please. Pastor Eric is up here standing. I want to honor you today. I want to honor you because you choose God. And your family sees that. They recognize it. And you may not know that you're being watched, but you're being watched. Not just by God, but by your women and your children. Today, we honor you and bless you in the name of the Lord. You, each one of you, I laid hands on this morning and prayed over. But what my prayer for you is as a father is that your heart fall even more in love with your kids than it is today. Can you agree with me about that one? So, Father, we thank you for each man standing. We bless each one, God, and we thank them and thank you, God, because you have a plan and a purpose for each one. They may not know it yet, but you do, God. And so, Father, I just speak life and health and wholeness and joy and peace and love, even some prosperity for those that do have, as Pastor Eric said, a low financial bank or something. I can't remember. But anyway, we just want to ask God for all of those blessings for each one. And we just pray blessing over you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Are we done? Oh, my goodness, we're done, guys. Woohoo. Lunch. Probably on the restaurants, not at home, I'm thinking. But anyway, we love you guys. We thank you for being here today. Thank you for letting me come and pray over you and touch your life in a small way. I pray that God touch it even greater. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, team.
Amen. Yes. Worship. Thank you, worship team.